We have an update on a story that we were just talking about on the Morning Team show that a lot of people were talking about. Here with Pat and Charlie, Mike Perch in the newsroom here on the Morning Team show. It's 7:21 on WSGW. And even with this update, I'm still guessing that most people have no sympathy for the man on the Monday Night Football game.
Oh.
That ran onto the field with the pink smoke trailing.
A couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, as he was some kind of protest that he was doing. And he was running around the field and eventually knocked out of his protest when Bobby Wagner leveled him with his shoulder. You might remember that the original story had the fact that it took place and okay. And then we found out that the man had filed a police report.
Yep.
So the next update on the story is this, apparently. The man has been identified as Alexander Taylor, and apparently, according to a spokesperson, his official charge, or he asked for, is blatant assault.
Blatant
assault. According to reports now from the police, the injuries that Taylor suffered included, it just says concussion, doesn't say how severe.
Oh, all right.
And imagine this, a burn on his arm. Well, I think the burn on his arm was pretty self-inflicted.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Although, I would also suggest that the concussion was also self-inflicted.
That too.
You don't run out onto the field, you don't suffer the consequences.
Although nobody really did that to Morgana, or wasn't there another one?
Morgana was the most famous.
Yeah, who would run out in the field. Yeah.
The famous kissing bandit. But she, of course, was harmless. This guy, you know, who knows? As Bobby Wagner said, he could have had a weapon of some kind.
True, right.
You could argue that Morgana also had her own weapons, but never, I think, would be life-threatening. As Wagner said, I just saw somebody running on the field, looked like he wasn't supposed to be there, so I helped out security. And again, as I said, despite the fact that this guy apparently did suffer a concussion, hopefully it's not serious, but I'm still thinking that most people still aren't going to have much sympathy.
No, probably. For the man. Probably not, no.
Again, you don't want to suffer the concussion. You don't run out of the field where there are a bunch of football players who are doing what basically comes naturally. In fact, I remember some of the people who were responding, as happy as they were for Bobby Wagner. I think a lot of people also said they wished that more football players would do this more often when these kinds of incidents do take place.
Odds, though, that he'll start to pay a settlement? I'd say 50% or better.
Well, when we found out, that there was going to be some kind of investigation.
Right.
Where I'm ready to throw in the first buck for his defense. He doesn't need it. I'm guessing the team would probably back him up. I'm guessing maybe the NFL would come to his defense, too. But if he needs money, I'll throw in a buck just for the fact that he did it in the first place.
Now, this past Monday night, there was another incident where Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Devontae Adams pushed a cameraman as he was walking away in frustration, pushed the cameraman down, and now the cameraman is, I think he's either threatening or has sued for being pushed down to the ground. And not many people were pleased with that one. Now, the cameraman is just doing his job, right? That is the difference. That is the difference. So,
I think didn't he apologize to him, too?
Yeah, Adams did apologize, but the cameraman really isn't really taking that apology right now.
Well,
so maybe this should just be, you know what? I understand. And at the same time, like that person with the smoke, that was, you know, players, I think, sometimes have to maybe worry about themselves in certain situations. And then you have the one that happened on this past Monday night. Maybe players are just going to be, this might be true, Charlie, they're just going to say, hey, we just won't touch anybody.
Which is kind of like what they do when they approach the quarterback these days.
That is true. Can't do
better
that.
Better not touch the quarterback.
Or the Lions defense as in general. Not really getting tackling anybody or touching anybody.
Ouch.